Good morning. If you have your two Bibles handy, you can turn to 102. Put my glasses on, I'll see much better. Chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. And the scripture will be the scripture lesson. Moses said to the Lord, "It is true that you have told me to lead these people to their land, but you did not tell me whom you would send with me. You have said that you know me well and are pleased with me. Now if you are, tell me your plans, so that I may serve you and continue to please you. Remember also that you have chosen this nation to be your own." The Lord said, "I will go with you and I will give you victory." Moses replied, "If you do not go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you are pleased with your people and with me if you do not go with us? Your presence with us will distinguish us from any other people on earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do just as you have asked, because I know you very well, and I am pleased with you." Then Moses requested, "Please let me see the dazzling light of your presence." The Lord answered, "I will make all my splendor pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my sacred name. I am the Lord. I will show compassion and pity on those I choose. I will not let you see my face, because no one can see me and stay alive. But here is a place beside me where you can stand on a rock. When the dazzling light of my presence passes by, I will put you in an opening in the rock and cover you with my hand, and I will until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back, but not my face." Thank you for reading the word.
I have before us this morning a very crucial time in the relationship between God and His people. God has delivered them with a mighty hand from slavery in Egypt. He is bringing them across the wilderness. He has given them His commandments. And even while He was giving His commandments to His servant Moses, the people of Israel messed up. You know what I mean, right? Even if you haven't read the scripture, you've seen the movie. That while Moses was there on Mount Sinai, played by Charlton Heston, there was Aaron the priest down below, and I don't remember who played him, but he was hearing the people's pleading, saying, "Give us a God that we can worship." And they weren't wanting this kind of invisible God. They were wanting a God that you could see and touch. And so he had them bring all of their gold, all their jewelry, and melted precious metals and melted it down. Gave them a golden calf to worship. Needless to say, when Moses came down from the mountain, he was not pleased. And needless to say, God was not pleased. And God said to Moses, Moses had gone to the tent of meeting where he and God on occasion met. And the people would see Moses go into the tent of meeting and the pillar, the cloud, coming down on the tent as Moses communed with God. And God said to Moses, "I do not think I can go with my people any further. For if I do, I'm afraid that my presence will destroy them. I will send an angel with the people as they go to the promised land." And Moses said, "Lord, don't send an angel. We are your people. Please, you go with us, for we are nothing without your presence. You go with us." A few years ago, there was this Hallmark slogan, "You care enough to send the very best." Maybe we can amend that today to "you care enough to send yourself." And Moses was saying that to God. God, send yourself. Let yourself come with us. That is what we need. There was once a man who was condemned of a crime, a very serious crime, the crime of murder. And after due process, he was sentenced to die in the electric chair. And the appointed time came. He had eaten his last meal. They had brought him to the execution chamber and they had strapped him down in the chair. And the priest had come forward and said to him, "Do you have any last wishes?" And all the dignitaries witnesses were gathered around, waiting for the execution. And the man said, "Yes, Father, I just have only one last wish. And that is, right before they throw the switch, could you take hold of my hand?" I don't think he did it. But the point is, even at the moment of death, God will take hold of your hand. God's presence will always be with you, with His people. Just as Flo said, there was that testimony of David, "The Lord is my shepherd. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you will be with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." There was a grandfather walking with his young grandson. And the grandfather was having a little fun with the boy and said to him, "Do you know how far from home we are?" And the little fellow said, "No." And the grandfather asked him, "Do you know where we are?" And the little boy said, "No." And the grandfather said, "Well then, you must be lost." And the little boy said, "No, I'm not lost. I'm with you." Brothers and sisters, you are never lost if God is with you. So Moses said to God, "God, we are your people. Let your presence go with us." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do just as you have asked, because I know you very well and I am pleased with you." Speaking to Moses. And then Moses requested, "Please, let me see the dazzling light of your presence." And the Lord answered, "I will make all my splendor pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my sacred name. I am the Lord, and I show compassion and pity on those I choose. But I will not let you see my face, because no one can see me and stay alive. But here is a place beside me where you can stand on a rock. And when the dazzling light of my presence passes by, I will put you in an opening in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. And then I will take my hand away and you will see my back, but not my face. You will see my back, but not my face." Brothers and sisters, in a very real way, we only see the backside of God. Sometimes, maybe most of the time, we only realize that God was with us in retrospect, after. We look back at some crisis in our life and we see how things have just seemed to work out, of how we have gotten through those things. And we realize afterwards, in retrospect, that God was with us. God was there. We didn't see it at the time. We weren't aware of it at the time. But now, looking back, we see that God was there. We see God's backside. So that should give us faith to realize that He is there even when we cannot see Him, even when we are not aware of His presence. And there's another way to look at this too. I sometimes tell people that I remember every sermon that I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, that's not entirely true. And I haven't heard that many other people preach. I preach all the time now. But it's amazing how you remember sermons. And I remember one when I was in my 20s. I was a student in seminary. And I heard a retired minister, Clarence Cranford, who before his retirement for many years was the longtime pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. And he preached on this passage. And I can still remember at least one part of his sermon today. And he was talking about looking at the backside of God. And in that day, there was kind of a saying, and I guess there still is, that we need to get back to God. That somehow we need to get back to the old time religion. And I guess in some sense, that's true. But Clarence Cranford said, no, the point is not to get back to God. God, in one real sense, is not back there. God is always moving forward. We need to follow God as He moves into the future. Yes, we were aware when He was with us in the past. We can see how He has worked in our past in retrospect, but recognize that right now, God is not concerned about the past. God is concerned about the future and where He would lead you. Where He would lead us. We must see God's backside because we are His disciples. We are committed to follow Him. So we see His back. Recognizing too that we are human, and as human beings, we cannot see all of the divine. We can no more look into God's face than we can look into the sun. It's like they tell us every time when there's going to be some sort of solar eclipse, don't look in the sun, for it will destroy your eyes. It will make you blind. And you're supposed to make this little box with a pinhole in it. And you look through the box and you see this shadow as the moon passes across the face of the sun. That's the only way we can see God too. No human being can truly see God as He is in His entirety. We look through a glass darkly. We see God's backside. And more importantly, we see God as He has revealed Himself to us in the face of Jesus Christ. He who has seen me has seen the Father. And of course, there's also this detail in the story that when God's glory passes by Moses. He has him stand on the rock and he has him go into this cleft of the rock. And as God passes by, he puts his hand over this cleft of the rock in which Moses is standing. And after he passes by, he takes his hand away so that Moses can be his back, see his backside. And thus we have that old hymn. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And the hymn writer says, the rock is Jesus. There we can hide. It's like that old story of the American Indians who, when they would come to put up their tents, to put together a village, would set a fire and burn the prairie grass all down. And then and only then would they put their tents back up. For they had a saying that the fire cannot go where it has already been. They are safe from fire now, for the fire has already been in that place. So it is with the cross of Jesus. The fire of God's judgment has already been there. And if we stand at the foot of the cross, we are safe from judgment. For the fire cannot go where it has already been. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Any who would like to cling to the rock of ages, any who would like to stand at the cross of Calvary, where you can experience God's grace and God's forgiveness as Christ has died for you, we invite you to come forward and make your desire known as we stand together and join in singing hymn number 361, verses 1 through 3.